Hello and welcome to Rugged Fitness Podcast number 4. My name is Brian Ayers and I'm the host. I'm also the owner and head strength coach of Rugged Fitness here in Connecticut. And today's topic we want to talk about is the whole idea of being too old to work out. I hear this all the time, people coming in and saying, you know, bringing their kids in to do some training, and when I ask them, why don't you join us, they're always like, well, you know, I'm too old for this kind of stuff, or you know, I can't do exercise like that anymore. And really, it's not a matter of age being the factor. It's a matter of being deconditioned, just like anybody else. I know people that are in their 70s and can train harder than people in their 30s. And that's just all a function of how much are you exercising, how much are you working on maintaining those systems in your body. So as we go on through age, a lot of times we use that as an excuse. So we get your aches and pains, or you see a decrease in your strength and your endurance, or a decrease in your energy and your stamina. And you know, people write all that stuff off as age, where really it's more a function of your training program and what it is that you're doing to develop or to maintain all those things, your strength, your endurance, your energy. So what I really like to tell people, you know, starting back on the right program is going to be key to getting back all that you want to achieve, your strength, your endurance. The right program makes all the difference. And the problem that we find with people is that they have this vision of how they used to exercise, you know, way back when. And that in their head is the definition of exercise. And so if they can't accomplish those things that they used to do, well, then they just can't exercise. And really, we would just want to make that adjustment, make that paradigm shift in your head that exercise is possible, and you may even be able to get back to what you used to do or better. It just means starting in the right place, and the right place is whatever place is appropriate for your body right now the way it is. I recently went to a conference over the winter, and one of the speakers, Lenny Patrosino, had a great way of putting it. And he was talking about, you know, the whole idea of CrossFit and how people, you know, of a middle-aged population are trying to get in and do some of these high-intensity CrossFit type exercises, and they're getting injured. And he goes about saying, his quote was, that there are no wrong exercises, there are only wrongly prescribed exercises. And by that he meant that there's nothing wrong with doing squats and box jumps and all those things for a person who is conditioned to be able to do that stuff. And just because you can't do it now doesn't mean you can't do it eventually. It just means you shouldn't start with that right now. And a lot of times, unfortunately, when you go into, you know, these programs, they're kind of a one-size-fits-all, and modifications may not be made where they should be, and people end up getting injured, and then again, they write that off as, oh, I'm getting too old to work out, or it's an age-related issue. When in reality, it just they were starting at too high of an intensity level for their body at that time. All the studies are showing, you know, if you look at any major study by any reputable organization, that doing exercise in proper form and proper volume is shown to decrease all of these quote-unquote age-related issues, including, you know, strength and energy and all these things, even aches and pains that you're having now that you're experiencing can all be reversed through proper exercise. And it gives you longevity, it allows you to be more functional into your older age, and have a not only a greater life expectancy, but a greater quality of life as you get older. So really, the main difference between the you 20 years old and the you wherever you are now, it's not that you're not capable of things, it's just that you do take longer to recover from these things. So that is the one change that happens with age, is an increased recovery time, and also an increased work on what we would consider maintenance exercises. So stretching, foam rolling, all that kind of stuff that people like to skip. As you get older, all those things become more important because, you know, with age does come some changes, you know, physically in your body, obviously. And that's not a reason not to exercise. It just means you have to do more work to, you know, in between your exercise to recover and to get that range of motion back to where it needs to be. So doing what you need to do to make yourself stronger and more physical starts at just a basic level. and getting with a good coach. At our facilities, we offer what we call our Strength Foundations program. That's a great program to come in, someone who hasn't worked out in a while or maybe deconditioned. At any age, you should be starting out with just basic movement pattern stuff, working on stretching, mobility, getting your body strong and stable. If you do have any prior injuries, addressing those injuries, working through ranges of motion, making modifications where you need to, so that way you can continue to progress and get stronger and get better and see all those benefits of strength training. I had a person who came in about 2 months ago. His name was Ron, and he was celebrating his 80th birthday by doing one of our boxing foundations classes. And he had never boxed in his life, but he had been consistently over the last 20 years or more been always working out. And he, to this day, he still maintains a 3 to 4 day a week schedule. And this man had ailments, he had issues, he think he had a club foot, so he had movement related issues. But he made it through the entire class and did a great job. And I've had people in their 20s that have come in and not done as well as he did. And it was just because he spent time and he spent energy maintaining his physical abilities. And I talked with him afterwards and he told me about his strength training program. And it was amazing. It was great to see that he continued to take that initiative at his age to value that and to make that part of his life. So the next time I hear anybody come in and complain about age and they're too old to do anything, I just got to show them a picture of Ron or get them to remember that story, because there is no too old. You just have to get in and get at the right appropriate level to start out and then progress your way back up just like you would any other type of training. So that's our blurb for today. You're never too old. Never use age as an excuse, and always live rugged. So we'll see you again soon. Thanks for tuning in, and take care.